This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So CNN has decided it is going to skip the White House Christmas. Who cares? I mean, is that really news? It is, kind of. They're butt hurt. They are. They're hurt. The president has gone after him. I said in the previous hour, he's gone after him not only domestically, he's gone after him internationally. That's what you do to terrorists. He is protecting us from CNN domestically and internationally. And now,
we're not coming to the White House party.
I tweeted to Sarah Sanders. I said, hey, the Tea Party community will come. We'll be your media outlet. Because here's what I will tell you. The Tea Party community, .com, if you want to go, .org. Go to .org. TeaPartyCommunity.org. We are fair in our assessment of the news. When the Republicans screw up, let me tell you this. How many Republicans have we gotten after? We've gone after the so-called conservatives. Bill Kristol, I've been beating Ben Shapiro over the head every time this guy comes out with something. He's anti-Trump this. I forget this guy. Ran into him in Denver at a Steamboat Institute event. And he's a Guy Benson. Guy Benson hates Donald Trump. Hates him. And I watched him do an interview on Fox News. Maybe it was Fox Business, and I started tweeting, what analysis did you eat? That was a drug-induced analysis. These are young, up-and-coming conservatives that don't like Trump. I've gone after all of them. And a guy named, I think his name's, what's Ben's last name? It's not Shapiro, another Ben. He's an anti-Trumper. No matter what Trump does, he finds fault. I mean, the stock market's through the roof. Yeah, so what? He freed those black guys. Then he bragged about it. Yeah. I mean, it's always something. I'm sick of them. See, those are just as big of frauds. Those guys, our theme for today is identity theft. They are identity thieves. They want you to believe they are conservatives. Look, I don't mind. Ben Shapiro's an amazing kid. When he goes on the campuses, he spits out all the right stuff. But when it comes time to backing it up, to saying, you know what, no matter, I don't have to agree with Trump's style, but I doggone sure believe in his results. He doesn't have the guts. I know there are a lot of people that like this guy. He's got his new website. From what I've been told, egomaniac beyond belief. Told a friend of mine, for me to even start talking about writing for you, it's $300,000. What? Really? Do you write in gold leaf? What do you write in? Because I'm going to take it and wring it out and get the gold. Because there's no way I'd pay this guy $300,000 for something like that. But he's full of himself. See, people like that believe their press. A lot of the people that I'm talking about, they're up-and-comers. People have been, you know, blowing smoke up their behinds for the better part of 3-4 years, and they think they're big stuff. Let me tell you something. A humbling is due. A humbling is due. I wasn't a dyed-in-the-wool Trump guy. Admittedly, now I have a kind of an excuse because I didn't declare early because I felt like it wasn't my responsibility. And I'm no journalist, but I just felt like I wanted people to make up their own mind. People would ask me, Kevin, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm not going to tell you. I said, but here's what I will do. I'll give you my assessment. And I did. I gave assessments across the board, good and bad. Good things about Cruz, bad things about Cruz. Good thing about Rand Paul, bad things about Rand Paul. Two guys I knew pretty well. Good things about Ben Carson, bad things about Ben Carson. I know Ben Carson pretty well. And I went down the list of things that were good and bad or whatever. And at the end of the day, I said, whoever wins, including that chick Lindsey Graham, I'll support him. And Donald Trump won. And then I started looking at him critically. Can he carry it? Will he carry it? Why will he? Yeah. And I came to the conclusion relatively quickly that he could win. And I said, the reason why he can win is he doesn't give a crap what people say about him. And he's flawed. And I said this years ago. I told people, I said, candidate that's going to be the best for the conservative movement, that will do the best to move the conservative movement forward, is not going to look like he's some amazing guy. I used to like Senator John Thune, and now I can't stand him. Biggest rhino on the planet, but he looked good. So if all we wanted was politics that looked good, John Thune's an amazing guy, but he wouldn't run. I was with him in St. Louis at a donut shop where he came, and I said, something's up with John Thune. He's too good looking of a candidate. He's a better looking Kennedy than John Kennedy. And that's what he looks like, a Kennedy. And he wouldn't run. He says, I'm never running. I don't know what's in his closet, but I'm glad he didn't, because I wanted a guy who looked like the everyday dude. Donald Trump, billionaire that doesn't act like a billionaire, but knows how to live like one, and knows how to make you feel like you can do it too. We needed a flawed candidate, divorced, in his case, twice. But then what's he do? He goes and marries a trophy wife, and they have a baby, and he's got these great kids. And he's, you know, and you look at his family, you look at his, how he does things, and it's unorthodox, but it works. And he's a hard worker, tireless worker. But what he was going to do, he's going to fight for you. He was going to fight for the identity of this country. And that's what made me most proud. And people scoffed at his first Make America Great Again, MAGA. They were like, ooh, look at that. It's so stupid. It's like, yeah, kind of like what? Change We Can Believe In? Because it let people pick. Barack Obama's little slogan let people pick what it meant. Change We Can Believe In. Change from Bush. Change to the better. Change. Nobody thought change is negative. I mean, we knew it. We knew it was going to be negative. But the people that liked it were like, yeah, we need a change. Yeah, that's what we need. We need some change we can believe in. And so they bought it. But Trump's was very specific. Make America great again. And how do you define that? Let the leftists figure out what they want. But you know what it did to that middle of the road group? They got it. They said, you know what? This country's going down a slippery slope. I'm seeing it every day. I'm getting accused of being a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, an Islamophobe, or whatever a phobe. And I'm sick of it. And then they went on the down low campaign. I'm not telling anybody, but I'm voting for Donald Trump. And they did. Good for them. So anyway, back to CNN, skipping the Christmas party at the White House. Why? Because they've been attacked. What they should do if they had big boy pants is they'd go there and they'd face the music and they'd say, Mr. President, you know what? You're right. And we need to do a better job. The New York Times supposedly did it. Are they any better? I don't know. Washington Post, there's a big cabal against Donald Trump, and people think the media, the left think the media is going to solve it for him. They thought the media was going to drive Mueller to indict Trump for no reason. Good luck with that. They're getting their butts kicked and right through yourself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Everybody, you know what's funny to me? People are like, Obama's going on an Asian tour, and I can't believe that he's still relevant. Well, no, he's not relevant. He's a private citizen. What are you mad about? He's a private citizen who's going to China, and if the Chinese prime minister wants to spend time with a former ex-president of the United States, good for him. Go. Yeah, I don't care. I don't get why people get so upset about this. The Dow is at a record high, yet another record high. To say it's at a record high is like a broken record. Pardon the pun, but it is. It's a broken record. We always know it's going to be at an all-time high. It's about to go beyond 24,000 at some point. Get in the market. I'm not a big-time stock market guy, but I got to tell you, I'm mad at myself for not having jumped in this market once Donald Trump got elected. I knew what was going to happen. I guess maybe it's probably because I didn't have a whole lot of money. But you better put some money in the market. Yeah, I've invested in gold, as you guys know. And we couldn't use our gold sponsor when we changed over to the network, my friends over at Landmark. But They're still my buddies. I buy my gold and silver from them. But I will tell you, I would love to be in the market right now. I don't know what the price of gold is. I'm going to have to go look. But I would love to be in the market. It is going through the roof. So people are, well, Kevin, Obama's going to do what? Go around and go, well, I know the white guy's doing a lot better than I did. You know? What are they going to ask him? Mr. President, how you think Donald Trump do in comparison to you? Well, you know, do we have that clip?
I'm even.
That is a great clip. I love that. I call it the Obama's explaining failure tour. That's what it is. What else can Barack Obama, what is he going to say to a world leader when they ask questions about North Korea? How do you think, you know, Donald Trump's handling North Korea? What's he going to say? I did nothing? How's Donald Trump handling ISIS? How many ISIS things have you read about in the last month, 2 months? ISIS is on the run. Is it defeated? Absolutely not. But you know what? We got 7 more years to whoop that Muslim head. That's right. Radical Islam is on the run. There was a lady in Britain. Let me just explain Islam to you. A lady in Britain, she took a cross and she walked through an area of Britain just carrying a cross, not antagonizing anybody. Muslims converge on her. She's got security around her. They're wanting to beat her. They're calling her all kinds of stuff. And when she finally got to the point, they were throwing eggs at her. And she finally got to the part where, you know, she could stop and they go, what was it? The filmmaker's like, what's going on here? And she says, this is Britain. You can't walk carrying any symbol of Christianity without this occurring. And this is an area of Britain that's still got a few Brits in it, but it's becoming predominantly Muslim. And you can see the what happens when you simply walk through Britain in this area carrying a cross. They yell things like, we're taking over your country. You can get out of here. Yada, yada. That is what's going on. There is no such thing as moderation when it comes to these people. None. You got to see the video. It'll blow your mind. Let me tell you, there are people listening to this program. Kevin, you hate Muslims. I don't hate them at all. Not one bit. I love all mankind. But you know what I won't tolerate? I won't tolerate you saying to me, I'm going to take over and I'm going to eventually kill you, your kids, your grandkids. I will rape your daughters, your granddaughters, or whatever, and you will do nothing about it in the name of Allah. And if you think I'm going to sit back for that, And just go, well, geez, you know, it's a kind of a radical thing. And make, you know, well, let's bring in some more and let's build some more mosque. If that makes me a bigot, a racist, an Islamophobe, so be it. I happily accept on behalf of the millions and millions of dead Americans that would be in the future, the millions of rape victims, the millions and millions of beheadings or wherever we're headed. I firmly accept stopping all of that if it means that flapping my trap is going to do it. I'll do it in an instant. So what's Barack Obama, back to him, what's he going to go around the world doing? Talking about what he did to stem the scourge of Islamization of the world? He's the reason every woman in Scandinavia, every woman in Canada, United States, who is in Britain and anywhere else that has been accosted by Muslims, raped, beaten, stolen from, taken advantage of in any way, you can blame Barack Obama and his ilk. They're the reasons. If you want to look at what's happening in the United States, when you look at the level of crime and lawlessness that exists in this country to this day, look at a liberal in their eye and then spit in it, because you can blame them for it. They are the reason. They don't want to admit to it, and they want you to turn the other cheek so they can continue to do it. They want you to forget that young black men under the age of 25 are committing 50% of the crime in this country, and they don't want you to profile. They want you to be stupid about it. What's Obama going to explain? How he ushered that in? What's he got to say about the number of cops who are hunted down and killed? Has he apologized for any of that? Has he apologized for the lie that is Ferguson, Missouri, and Michael Brown and Officer Darren Wilson? Has he made restitution with the family of Darren Wilson in any way? What did he do? He's made this country more divisive, more race-centric than any time in history, and they want to give him a pass? I'm not going to do it. All Obama can do is go on a failure tour. That's all he knows. I love how they describe it. Five-day trip. During a five-day trip, Obama will mix paid speeches with foreign leader meetings and even a town hall event for young people, the signature event that Obama became known for around the world during his presidency. Oh, wow, another town hall. Hey, I have a question for you, Barack Obama. Hey, what do you think about Donald Trump? He seems to be doing such an amazing job, so much better than you. What do you think about the stock market in America? What do you think about the consumer confidence that's at a 17-year high? What do you think about the fact that the United States credit rating is probably going to get upped during the time of a white president? What do you think about the unemployment rate falling to practically non-existent? What do you think about his ability to save Carrier when you said he was going to need a magic wand? What do you think about GM deciding not to move their factory, Ford deciding not to move their factory? Just curious, what do you think about all the companies that are now coming back to the United States? IBM that committed 25,000 jobs, SoftBank that has now brought 5,000 jobs and promises 45,000 more and brought $5 billion new into the economy. What about Alibaba, who claims it will bring 1 million new jobs into the United States? And I could go on. What do you think about all that?
Well, I tell you, everybody gets it right now and then, but I mean, that was my economy.
That's what he's going to tell you. He has no answer. No real answer. Nothing you're going to really believe. Don't worry about where Obama goes. He's insignificant, folks. He's insignificant. He's been rendered, he was already a eunuch, but he's been rendered worse.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
They were talking about giving Warren, Elizabeth Warren, a new name because she's so upset that she doesn't like Pocahontas. Well, how about Lying Thief? That would help. And poor Pocahontas, I mean, Lying Thief, Liz Lying Thief, doesn't like the teasing or the, you know.
Welcome back, everybody. I wasn't sure what I wanted to cover, but I can't let Elizabeth Warren get away with what she's getting away with. And I have to tell you, Donald Trump just, it's uncanny what this man is able to do. And I don't know whether this is orchestrated or it's being, it's obviously everything's guided by God. But I'm saying, I don't know if Trump himself realizes that this is what he did. But when he tweets that, you know, when he went to the Native American, the Navajo to, the event to give the code talkers their recognition. And I have a special place in my heart for those guys. I went to school with a couple of buddies of mine that live in Arizona, and their fathers and grandfathers were Navajo code talkers. And so I didn't know what that even was until I met, you know, my buddies, McCabe, the McCabe brothers. And so I have a special place in my heart for these guys because that's how that helped us win the war. So Donald Trump goes to say, you know, to these guys, thank you for your service. And, oh, by the way, you know, versus, I don't know exactly what he said, but something about the fake Indian being Elizabeth Warren. And everybody, of course, had a conniption. But here's what's funny about it. Now she's under attack even from the left. Trevor Noah went after her on his show. I didn't get the clip, but I'll show you, I'll read to you what he said in his comments, because I got to tell you, he went after her in a way that has to have the left a little bit scared when a guy finally says, hey, look, you know what? Can you give me the clip? You have it? All right, let's play it.
But, you know, this whole beef between Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren is a tricky one to process, because all the other nicknames that he uses on other people are self-explanatory, right? Like a low energy Jeb. The man doesn't excite anybody. Little Marco, he looks like a little boy. Lying Ted, he says he's human. Right? We see you, fish boy. But, when he says Pocahontas, you might be thinking, wait, Trevor, I'm confused. Is Elizabeth Warren Native American? And you see, that's the question. Because for a long time, she said she was.
Warren came under fire in 2012 for claiming, without any proof, to have Native American heritage.
From 1986 to 1995, she listed herself as a minority in the Association of American Law Schools directory.
In fact, when Warren was a Harvard law professor, the university was criticized for not having enough diversity on the faculty, so the school defended itself by touting Warren's lineage. Wow. How white is your college that when you get called out for being too white, your response is, nuh-uh, we got her. Yo, Elizabeth, come on out here and show these white folks what it is. Now, the way Warren tells the story is that it's been part of her family law for decades, that they have some Native American ancestry. And while listing it in the law school directory might have hypothetically helped her career, there's no hard evidence that Warren used it to get any jobs. Though it's not like she got no benefits out of it. In 1984, Elizabeth Warren contributed recipes to a Native American cookbook called Pow Wow Chow, claiming she was Cherokee. Wow, okay. You're contributing recipes to a book called Pow Wow Chow. You better be comfortable in your Native American identity. The problem is, in 2012, the New England Historical Genealogical Society looked into it, and they found no proof of Warren having Native American lineage, which is problematic, because she wrote for Pow Wow Chow. I mean, that would be like finding out I'm completely white, I have no African blood, and yet I wrote the book Snacks for Blacks. Which is a bestseller, by the way. Please, go out and buy it. Go out and buy it. So, the question I'm struggling with is Donald Trump racist? Is Donald Trump racist? Yeah. Yeah. But in his own way, he's hitting Elizabeth Warren for saying she was Native American when she wasn't. Something she's never apologized for or owned up to. And look, I mean, it's not like she's committed a crime, right? I mean, lots of white families from Oklahoma think they have some Native American blood. Right? It's one of those things people both genuinely believe and also don't question enough. Because let's face it, being part Native American is cool, right? It's just part Native American. Like, enough that you're interesting at a party, but not so much that they build a pipeline through your house. You know what I mean? Just enough. But still, like, Elizabeth Warren did something problematic, right? The kind of thing that we rightfully call each other out for every single day. So as weird as it is to say, in his own racially offensive way, Donald Trump was being woke. Yeah. And that's unfortunately the truth.
All right, everybody, welcome back. A lot to digest in that clip. First of all, I can't stand this guy. The first 3 minutes of the clip, he bashes Trump. And it's just utter nonsense. And, of course, even while he's trying to get to the point that I'm going to be making here in a second, which is, what genius it is when Donald Trump uses the exact thing you have lied about against you and dares you to bring it up, and that's the bait that Elizabeth Warren took. But Trevor Noah says, we all know Donald Trump is a racist. No, we don't. That's a lie. And of course, he's got a complicit audience, yeah, giggling, you know, and all that. But the fact of the matter is every time Trevor Noah and people like him go out and say, oh, you know he's a racist, I would love to somebody say, well, Trevor, why did he free those three black men? That's not a very racist thing to do. But anyway, I digress. So he eventually gets to the actual crux of the matter, which is Donald Trump rightfully called out Elizabeth Warren on her lie. Now, let's stop there for just a second. What has Donald Trump been doing from the moment he came on the scene? When he said these illegal Mexicans are bringing over people that are trafficking in child porn, human trafficking, drugs, and so on. And everybody, he's racist against Mexicans. And all he said was, there's a big contingent of them that are doing that. He's never said anything racist about Mexicans. Never. When he made the comment, oh, that judge that's the Mexican judge that's going to be hearing my case. It was because the guy's a Democrat who's a Mexican, and he's going to be buying into the idea, the false narrative that I'm a racist. He was right for saying that. But the left pretend, oh, he's a racist. Trevor Noah has no evidence, not a single bit of evidence. Now, he's doing a comedy show, and it's catering to an audience that he wants to get to. Congratulations. But in the end, he ends up teaching that audience that Donald Trump didn't lie. He told the exact truth. Are they going to get it right now? No. Is there a counter to this discussion? No. There should be. I've been telling Fox, that's what you need. You need an answer to Noah. I'm not talking about a buffoon show. He's not. Trevor Noah is not being a buffoon. He's a funny guy that's taking political commentary, and he's doing a great job with it. That's what Fox needs. They don't need a Levin, no offense against him, but they need somebody that can do that and bring it from a conservative perspective. Now, he brought up a couple things. Elizabeth Warren, they found out that not only did she write a book, recipes into the book Pow Wow Chow, she gave five recipes supposedly handed down generations from her Cherokee great-great-grandmothers and stuff. You know what they found out? Three of those recipes are stolen recipes from another book that has nothing to do with being handed down. Now, I doubt those books were even in print when Elizabeth Warren was telling the story about these things being handed down. She submitted five recipes. Three of the recipes are word for word right out of books that are written by other people that she claims are handed down. Now, he says, we don't have any proof that she's known that she's benefited from this. We absolutely have proof that Elizabeth Warren benefited. She got a job at Harvard, and he even says they touted, okay, so if she didn't benefit, the institution where she was, you trotted her out as a Native American, we have diversity, and she was the poster child for how they weren't racist. Now, if you don't think that she got some benefit out of that, there have been many instances where Elizabeth Warren claimed that she was a minority status that benefited her, got her awards, got her recognized. To proclaim that she didn't benefit is the biggest lie. They'll talk about the false narratives around white privilege and things like that, but won't even admit the truth when they know for a fact this woman has benefited from lying. Because they don't have the guts to tell you the truth. Stolen identity.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, we might as well finish up on fake identity, Elizabeth Warren. I've warned you guys about the left as much as I can. I'll do it until I have no show or whatever, because you have to understand how these people work. See, Elizabeth Warren couldn't get ahead as a regular white person. She's the Dolezal of Indians. Warren, like Dolezal, used other heritage in order to get ahead. And because there's no, you know, do you think they're going to launch an investigation to get a special prosecutor like Robert Mueller to look into it? The fact of the matter is, this woman used minority status to get ahead. Whether you can tie it directly to what she did, you know that, it doesn't even matter. Because let me tell you something. You don't choose to be a minority unless it's to get ahead. Put another way, why would you want to be black? Why would you want to be Indian? You heard the left talk about how bad it is. Elizabeth Warren says she fights to protect these people. Why would she lie and say, I'm an Indian? Oh, I didn't know, unless it was to get ahead. There is no other logical reason. And the left want to ignore. They think you're too stupid to figure this out. I'll ask you a very simple question. Dolezal is a white chick, got nothing. When Dolezal became a sister, suddenly she's in two jobs leading the, one is the NAACP, the second is as a diversity person or whatever. It was like Trevor Noah's clip that said it would be like having no black blood in you, but putting a book out, Snacks for Blacks. Well, that's exactly what it was. Dolezal was not only an NAACP leader, she was a diversity coordinator to help blacks because people thought she was black. Now, for the record, I don't care what color a diversity coordinator is. I don't think we need them. But if I had a white diversity coordinator, I wouldn't care. Can you help me with whatever issue you think I need in the way of diversity? Yes, I can, Kevin. Oh, yes, I can, Kevin. I could do that for you. Okay, great. Let's get together. Let's go, Quachain. Right? But the idea that she has done nothing is ridiculous. Of course she's done something. She's cheated her way. Yet again, we find out what these people have done, and they don't want to admit it. Stolen identity. So anyway, Fordham did a paper on her, and she's pushed back on this Harvard Crimson piece that, and I played Trevor Noah's clip earlier. I'm not going to play it again, about 3 minutes long. But it was a Harvard Crimson piece in 1996 that described her as a Native American, saying she had no idea the school where she taught law was billing her that way, and saying it never came up during her hiring a year later, which supposedly others have backed up. But in 1997, Fordham Law Review piece described her as Harvard Law School's first woman of color, based, according to the notes on the bottom of the story, on a telephone interview with Michael Chmura, news director, Harvard Law, August 6, 1996. Now, the mention was in the middle of a lengthy and heavily annotated Fordham piece on diversity and affirmative action in women. The title of the piece was written by Laura Padilla, but the title was called Intersectionality and Positionality, Situating Women of Color in an Affirmative Action Dialogue. There are few women of color who hold important decisions in the academy, Fortune 500 companies, or other prominent fields or industries, the piece says. This is not inconsequential. Diversifying these arenas, in part by adding qualified women of color to their ranks, remains important for many reasons. For one, there are scant women of color as role models. In my 3 years at Stanford Law School, there were no professors who were women of color. Harvard Law hired its first woman of color, Elizabeth Warren, in 1995. Now, Padilla, who's now at the Western School of Law, said to one of the leftist rags in an email that she doesn't remember the details of the conversation with Chmura, who's now at Babson College, and didn't respond to a request for comment. So they don't know whether the language was hers or Chmura's. But the description of Warren as a minority comes from the same person, Chmura, whose comments to the Crimson sparked the original story about Warren's heritage, and Warren's camp argued that it was old news. So in other words, they claim nobody at Harvard even knew. It didn't come up during whatever, but they did know. And you want to know how they knew? Because Elizabeth Warren touted it. She knew that was going to be a feather in her cap. I said that as I started to say that, I started laughing. It was a feather in her headdress, a feather in her cap. Oh, my gosh. She said she had no idea that Harvard was billing her that way or how the school found out that her family claims Native American heritage. And she learned of it first from the Herald story. And she said this. Forget before I get into what she said. But there's no way that she didn't know this. Anyway, the Fordham piece takes the description of Warren by Harvard Law beyond the boundaries of the Massachusetts school. Warren had described herself as a minority on a law professor's listing for several years, ending in 1995. She said she wanted to meet people like herself, but stopped when she realized that's not what the listing was for. So she's touting herself as, I'm a Native American, and when the cake started to hit the fan, she goes, no, I took it off. Yeah. So she was pushed hard on the suggestions that she got her job based on heritage, and her backers had noted a 1995 Crimson piece from the year she was hired makes no mention of her background. But as to comment, her spokesperson, a lady named Malathea Harney, said, there's nothing new in this report. Elizabeth has been cleared, and she's proud of her Native American heritage, and everyone who hired Elizabeth has been clear that she was hired because she was a great teacher, not because of that heritage. It's time to return to issues like rising student loan debt, job creation, Wall Street regulation that will have a real impact on middle-class families, etc., etc. This is when she was running against Scott Brown. So let me just put it to you in another way. They glossed over this in her run for the Senate because nobody wanted to address the 500-pound donkey in the room, that Elizabeth Warren is a bald-faced liar who committed identity theft to steal the heritage of a minority people that has been historically underrepresented and is very much underprivileged, and she stole that identity in order to get herself ahead. That's what she did. I don't know if she was so good because she get into Harvard without that, but I can practically guarantee you the reason why Elizabeth Warren got hired was because somebody said, wow, we got a Native American. And for her to want to back to, oh, it was just part of our old family lore, that is a lie. Go back and find, I'm just telling you, they aren't going to build a library to this woman, because if they find the places where she claimed that, where it helped her, it would be a disgrace. And it is a disgrace, but well played by President Trump. Well played. Call her out. He's been calling her out, is the Trevor Noah thing. He's been calling her out for the better part of a year. No, better part of 2 years. Calling her out. And he's doing it in such a way to say to the left, you're not going to cherry pick how you use race. You're not going to get away with this any longer. And everything this guy does has a deeper meaning that I'm telling you guys, it's reaching people at levels that you cannot explain. Elizabeth Warren came out firing back at Trump saying, well, he's, you know, how disrespectful to the American Indian culture. You mean your fake culture? Perfect bait. See, the lesson here is how to fight the left. That's what I'm trying to teach. You cannot teach this. You use what they do against them. And that's what Donald Trump did. That's what makes this so brilliant. So they've been asking, this is what Scott Brown did back when he was running for Senate. He says, release the records related to Warren's hiring. He said he'd do the same. Because he, and for the record, and I've told you guys this, I'll say it, maybe this will be the last time. Elizabeth Warren's career is at its peaked. It's going nowhere. Just like Donald Trump, when he talks about the NFL, when he talks about ESPN, when he talks about CNN, you're watching the stock drop. Sell it short. Elizabeth Warren is done. They did everything they could to elevate her because they wanted her to be on a ticket with Hillary Clinton. The reason why she isn't is exactly what we're talking about today. They could not have two women embroiled in controversy, and they have nobody else because they're all fakes and frauds. They're identity thieves, and they will steal your soul the same way they've attempted to steal the soul of this great country. Glad you guys are with me today. We'll be back again. Take care.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.